judge. And so they would love to find another alternative except the Creator God of Scripture. So you have the development of this new kind of science called ID, intelligent design, in which people acknowledge that there is behind this great reality of the universe a mind that is intelligent, from which it all springs, but they are unwilling to acknowledge that to be the God of the Bible and Genesis to be the accurate account of creation. So they come up with this kind of non-threatening middle ground, safe halfway zone called ID, intelligent design. By the way, far from safe, deadly dangerous to reject the God of Scripture as Creator and therefore as Judge and as Redeemer. Why do they do this? Well, let me quote from my book. You know you're in trouble when you start doing that. I wrote a book called Battle for the Beginning. Evolution was invented in order to eliminate the God of Genesis and oust the lawgiver and obliterate the inviolability of His moral law. Evolution is the latest means fallen sinners have devised to suppress our innate knowledge of God and the biblical testimony to Him and that we are accountable to Him. So even if you reject evolution, there's not a mad rush to embrace the God of Scripture, because that brings to bear upon the sinner way too much responsibility and accountability. Evolution is not happening. It has never happened. Observable in the world in which we live. And there is no reason to assume that something which doesn't happen and never has happened was the way in which everything was created, particularly since no one was there, and since the one who was there and who did it all has given us a complete revelation of exactly how He did it. So I say to you, Scripture is the test then of what you believe about origins. Scripture is the test. And we come to the formidable battleground on this issue, and it is a formidable one. Even Paul recognized it when he said this to Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:20, "Guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called science, which some have professed and gone astray from the faith." Watch out for false knowledge, false science. These are the things that Paul